This is episode number 2480 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Madonna posted a health update on Instagram yesterday saying, I have felt your love. I'm on the road to recovery and incredibly grateful for all the blessings in my life.
She should be.
That's right.
She should be. She has plenty of those blessings.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Ka-ching. Ka-ching.
Yeah.
So she added, my first thought when I woke up in the hospital was my children. My second thought was my money.
Money. Oh, listen to you.
Was that I did not want to disappoint anyone who bought tickets for my tour.
Well, that makes sense. Because, I mean, she's in high demand for now. And if she's...
Yeah, she is.
You know, and everybody that was attached to her camp when this happened, when she got ill, said she has been busting her ass getting ready for this tour. In fact, they thought that was part of the deal, was that she was, had brought this on because she was just, you know, stupid crazy about rehearsing and going without food and stuff.
Oh, tisk tisk.
Stuff.
Gotta eat, Madge.
Yeah, you do.
So she says she plans to reschedule.
Oh, no. She probably does a pretty good job of that. I was thinking.
Anyway, she says she plans to reschedule her tour.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Fox, Jamie Foxx.
Oh, Jamie Foxx, that's right.
He also made the news. Yep, he made the news in a video that surfaced of him hitting balls at a driving range near Chicago.
Wow.
Where he's been rehabbing.
So now I'm like, oh, man, you know what? Until he does an on-camera thing and talks straight.
Yeah.
I still don't think.
I know.
I mean, this is one of those things. Even with Madonna, I'm a little worried, you know.
Uh-huh.
This was not exhaustion. When they say you were found unresponsive.
The whole word
you
Narcan
were dead.
Kind of just kind of.
You were dead for a little while. Just a tiny little while. I mean, seriously.
No, unresponsive it is different than, but anyway.
Well, anyway.
Semantics.
It's semantics. She was close.
Potato, potato.
They put her on a vent, right? Didn't they put her on a vent?
I believe they put her on a vent and they gave her Narcan and
Yeah. So, yeah. But with Jamie, we don't know any of the details. And I mean,
no, we don't, because no one will tell us.
It's a private thing, whatever. It might affect his future viability in Hollywood and all that.
No, it won't.
Well, it will if he has a speech issue, you know?
Well, right, but, you know.
Or if he can't walk across, you know, with the room without, you know, needing assistance. I don't know these things.
Well, he was
I shouldn't say.
The day that he was hitting the balls, it was the day before he was sputtering on the yacht or boat.
Yeah, that was Sunday, right? Yeah. I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
He was waving, which, you know, he could still be afflicted and still wave.
Sure.
You know, hitting a golf ball physically, that's kind of a thing. So.
Yep.
Yep.
We need to hear from these people.
Hey, tell us what's going on, Jamie. We got to know, man.
Not just a statement.
We got to know. We just got to know.
Because we care, Jamie Foxx.
We care. And Madonna.
Sure. Sunday night, it was a Hollywood pink party for the star-studded world premiere of Barbie.
Oh, man. Yeah, all things. This next
Barbie.
2 weeks. Also, all we're going to hear about is Barbie.
Yeah. Anyone and everyone walked the pink carpet.
The pink carpet, of course they did. It was pink.
And the response to the movie has been, it's been good.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish and Phineas were inspired to write a song after seeing the film.
Wow. I wonder if it's going to be on the soundtrack. There is a soundtrack.
The soundtrack.
Ryan Gosling sings on it.
Really? Well, that makes sense.
We just heard that Sam Smith's on it. We know Dua Lipa's on it. And Nicki Minaj and others.
Okay, so the soundtrack is probably done. It's probably already pressed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably on pink vinyl. Everything about this movie is pink, 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 pink.
The CD will be pink.
I read somewhere that the producer, the director, Greta, what's her name? Greta Gerwig or whatever. She said they had to work with Mattel to come up with the right shades of pink for everything on set. And there is a specific pink they came up
with. Of course there is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Barbie is a specific shade of pink.
Well,
PMS pink.
PMS pink. pink. Okay. All right.
Whatever PMS color that is.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. Gotcha.
Not PMS. I mean, you know what I mean. The PMS.
Oh, Pantone matching system.
Yes.
Not the premenstrual syndrome.
Not
okay.
Premenstrual syndrome.
Nice. Well, you know. Okay, I know what you're saying now.
You're an artiste.
Yeah, I would. I don't.
You're graphics.
So I've not called it PMS in years.
What do you call it?
Refer to it as Pantone.
Oh, because you don't want to say PMS.
I don't want to say PMS.
All right, Pantone pink.
Pantone
pink. Barbie.
Pantone Barbie. Yeah, I'm sure there is a Pantone color.
Oh, I bet there is.
Yeah, yeah.
Stars Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling showed up in outfits inspired by their characters. An AMC theater says that 20,000 members of its rewards program have already bought tickets to see Barbie.
Barbie!
As well as the film Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer looks good.
On the same day. It does look good.
Oh my God, that looks good. Scary good.
Well,
scary
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's a sign.
It's about,
huh?
It's about the Oppenheimer project.
Yeah.
The atom bomb. Like.
Yes.
F, man. AF. Man.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I actually had a resident in one of my homes. She was secretary for the people that worked on the atom bomb.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
It's true.
Wow.
Anyhow,
that's
a sign that both the films are going to be in demand when
I
they
think
open next
this
week
is
on the
a
21st.
Sign that movies are back, finally, at the theaters.
Go see Indiana Jones,
Yeah, I know. I feel really bad for Indiana Jones.
Oh,
it's
my
totally
gosh, it's
worth,
awesome.
It's worth it.
It is worth
it's
it.
Absolutely worth it. It's so good. I'm going to go back and see it again.
I'd love to.
I'm going to spend my money. I'm going to go see it again.
Meanwhile, check out Margot's Architectural Digest tour of the Barbie set, which shows off the magical world of the toys, stickers, and the refrigerator and all.
Stickers. Now, that takes me back because I've got daughters, and we've had Barbie dream houses in our home, and yes, you put stickers on things.
Yeah.
Put stickers on the cars. You put stickers
you
on the house.
It. You have to.
Some assembly required, as they're saying on Sunday on HGTV. Some renovation required on the Barbie dream house that they're doing on HGTV.
You know, they when you're doing toys and stuff, trying to put them together for your kids, they use the word some so loosely, don't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Sheepers.
Wow. Well. With our apologies to Skipper. We didn't even talk about Skipper.
Yeah, where's Skipper?
And Halle Berry. More news tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.